First time Hashem ever speaks to Moshe. It's a long speech. It's 5 psukim. That's so fascinating. The first time Hashem speaks to Moshe in the Torah, it's obviously a momentous thing. And he mentions that I am the God of your father, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. How many times have we spoken about the idea that Moshe doesn't have a strong father figure? And Hashem appears to him almost as a father. And that idea is really strengthened by what's pointed out by the Ramban and the Chizkuni, based on the Medrash, that he was telling him that his biological father was dead. But there's a comparison being made here between Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and Avicha Amram. So that Das Rabbosenu, says the Ramban, Aloke Amram Avicha, Kilu Amar Anochi Alokecha, V'ratzel Yached Shemo Al Tzadik Shemes. So, Yisro is not your father. Paro is not your father. Even Amram is no longer living. But I am the father figure. V'yester Moshe Panav, but Moshe was afraid. We'll see the Gemara in Brachos in about 15 minutes. This could be of a piece with what we saw before, comments of the Sforno and the Chizkuni, even the Ramban, that Moshe wasn't yet at the level of Nevuah, so he's afraid to look. But I think there could be more here. Okay, go ahead. Notice the switch from Elohim to Hashem, the Ramban points out, because Hashem is, of course, reflective of what? The Midas HaRachamim. No ksav. So the theme of the pasuk is God is. If Moshe is looking away, vayester Moshe panav, Hashem is looking straight at this. Ra'o ra'isi, shamati, adati. God is drawing nearer and nearer to the Jewish people. So near, in fact, va'ired. Okay. So it's not just that I'm going to take you out of Egypt, but there's the promise here of Israel. Viata. What's the difficulty? How is that different than what was said before at Sakasam Shamati? So the Ramban says Tzakas Bnei Yisrael Ba'i Elai means the Tfilos penetrated further. He uses three words, El Kisei Chavodi, all the way to my throne. But if you were to ask why are now the Tfilos penetrating further? So Rashi has a two-word explanation of that, but a very profound one. She'asu tshuva. You know why the tefillos are penetrating further? Hinei tzakas v'seo ba'ilai. Because in Odom is somebody who davens, but they haven't yet rectified their actions. Perhaps they haven't even considered rectifying their actions. Under those circumstances, the Navi Yeshayahu said, Gam ki tarbu tfilah ineni shomea. Not interested in your tfilos. But if a person has sincerely engaged in tshuva, you can say, Hinei tzakas b'nei Yisrael bo'e elai. So the Ramban says, it got all the way to chisei chavodi. V'gam ra'isi es halachatz, I've seen the oppression of the Egyptians. The Ramban here refers back to comments he made in Sefer Bereishis, a famous issue. We know the Torah predicted that the Jewish people would be oppressed and enslaved. Vavadum vinu osam. So why are the Egyptians being punished? The different answers. The Rambam gives an answer. that no individual Egyptian was told to do this. The Ravid is very unhappy with that answer. The Ramban also unhappy with that answer. So the Ramban says, anybody happen to recall, what are the two reasons that the Egyptians, Gavi, go ahead. Exactly. God said you can enslave them and depress them, Vavadum binu osam, but you can't kill them. Right? And they engaged in a mass infanticide. Kol haben hayilod hayorot hashlichu. Number two. Excellent. That had they said that we are just carrying out God's will, that would have been one thing. But Gavi, you're absolutely right. Their intent was driven by hatred and prejudice. So v'gam ra'isi es halachatz asher Mitzrayim lochatzim usam. Asked Yitzchak Berkovich just a moment ago. Next pasuk in some ways might be the most difficult. V'ata lecha, and I want you to go. V'eshlachacha, and I will send you all power. It seems redundant. V'hotzeya sami b'nei Yisrael mi'Mitzrayim. So there are two basic schools of thought in the Rishonim, how to interpret this pasuk. Is it, I will send you to Paro, and the mission is to take the Jews out of Egypt? Could be, but that doesn't help us with Yitzchak's problem. So can anybody think of a possible solution how to read this pasuk instead of saying, I'm sending you to Paro for the sake of taking the Jews out of Egypt, that would help us with Yitzchak's question. V'ata l'cha, now I want you to go. V'esh l'chacha el paro, not in the sense of being redundant. V'hotzeya sami b'nei Yisrael mi'Mitzrayim. Can anybody think of an alternative explanation to the pasuk that might account for Yitzchak's question? Alicia?
Maybe the l'cha is saying we the young like your
customers. Very good. That's a different clause entirely. I completely agree, but I just want to develop a little bit further. You're saying very well. Oh, okay. So now we're getting really close. So perhaps not as close as Aaron Gordon was, but close. So I'd like to suggest that the pshat in the pasuk is as follows. V'yata l'cha, now I want you to go, Moshe, but I have two distinct missions for you. One, v'eshlachacha el paro. And two, v'yotzias ami v'nei yisrael mi'Mitzrayim. And the second one is easy to understand. As Behilu would say, the goal is to get the Jews out of Egypt. That's Moshe klapei Yisrael. But there's a whole other dimension here, which is not about Moshe and the Jewish people, but it's in fact about Moshe and Paro. The same Paro, not literally the same, Paro had died, the Paro that Moshe had run away from, he's being sent back to Paro. And that goes perfectly with the Ramban's interpretation, because the Egyptians are going to be held to account. God is going to bring terrifying and absolute justice to the Egyptians. There are two parallel tracks here. One could have happened without the other. God could have rained supreme suffering on the Egyptians in the form not only of 10, but 1,000 plagues and not taken the Jews out. Alternatively, he could have taken the Jews out by hitting the Egyptians with choshech for, I don't know, 6 hours. The Jews go out and that's it. But God had a dual plan, to get the Jews out of Egypt and to bring the Egyptians to justice. Why do they deserve it? Gavi, as you said, because they went beyond their mandate. They didn't just oppress and enslave, but they killed, and they did so with malice. Okay. Moshe hid his face when God first spoke to him. I've been holding this in strategic reserve. Please extract your Gemara Brachos Staf Zayin. Look on with Mr. Pule. Vayomer, so said God, lo sucha l'roses panai. You cannot see my face. Tana mishmeid Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. Kach omer lo kadosh baruch hu l'moshe. Kisheratzisi, when I wanted to reveal myself to you, most directly, lo ratzisa, you looked away. Achshav shata rotza, now when you want to see me, eini rotza. God says, it is not my desire. Rashi points out, Kesheratzisi bisna, when I wanted to reveal myself fully to you at the sna, lo ratzisa. Shene emar, as the pasuk says, Rashi, vayaster Moshe panav. Moshe, you looked away. Fascinating. And forevermore, according to the view of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, what I would give to discuss this point with him, forevermore, Moshe lost in this moment. He lost forever the ability to come that close to God. Because in this moment, when God was willing to make himself available, Moshe looked away. Back in the Gemara, Upliga de Rab Shmuel bar Nachmani, I'm Rab Yenison, I'm Rab Shmuel bar Nachmani, Rab Yenison. He saw this in very different lights. Bischar shalosh zachal shalosh. In the merit of three things that Moshe did, he merited three things later. Bischar vayaster Moshe panav, because Moshe had the decency, the modesty, not to look directly at the sneh, zachal klaster panim. His face, the same face that he looked away with, would be imbued with the karnei hod, with rays of glory and splendor. Bischar ki yore, that he was afraid to look at God, zacha levi'iru migeshes heilav, that the Jewish people would have a sense of reverence and even fear in terms of approaching Moshe. Bischar mehabit ki yore mehabit alukim, zacha l'tunas Hashem yabit. Just the opposite. But because Moshe at this stage in his career did not feel that he was worthy to look at the sneh, later on it would be said about Moshe, Utimunas Hashem Yabit, that he could look directly at God, unlike any other Navi. What interests me now is the first interpretation. Kisheratzisi lo ratzisa. Achshav shatarotza eini lerotza. That vayaster Moshe panav, when Moshe looked away, God held it against him. Why should God hold it against him, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha? This is the first time that God is speaking to him. He shouldn't be afraid. He shouldn't be afraid? God appearing to somebody who's never experienced prophecy before? He shouldn't be afraid. Ki are mehapid al holukim. What does Rabbi Shobin Karcha want from Moshe? Natana. Interesting. So Moshe, that what the Gemara really means is that God was upset at Moshe for resisting the leadership. Mr. Becker? Jay? Right. So he went further, right? He covered his face. I'd like to suggest the following interpretation, with your permission. We've been developing now for a number of weeks the idea that Moshe at this point in his life isn't just geographically at a great distance from the Jews, but spiritually and theologically as well. Vayoel Moshe l'shevet ha'ish aliba de milchelda. He was prepared to take an olah that his eldest son becomes part of the Avodah Zarah. Ger hayisi be'eretz nachriya, but not anymore. The name of that child bespeaks Moshe is now identifying as the Ish Mitzri who's conjoined himself to Yisrael. Is it possible that what the Gemara was picking up on, Vayaster Moshe Panav Ki Are Mehabir El Halokim, was not just the natural sense that any person would have the first time that they had encountered prophecy? It's natural, it's normal. Who wouldn't be afraid? The Jewish people, we read, right after Maimon Har Sinai, Daber Ata Imanu V'Nishmali, Daber Imanu Elokim Penamus, it's natural to be afraid. But the reason that Moshe was held to account is because in Moshe's case, it wasn't just the natural fear that would overcome somebody who was a novice when it came to Nevuah. Oh no. It reflected Moshe's distance from God. Vayaster Moshe panav ki yarei mehabir el Elohim. Moshe hid his face because he was afraid of coming close to God. When Moshe ran from the Jewish people in the land of Egypt, he ran not only from the Jewish people, but he ran from God. He ran from God in his own way. Bayamim harabim haheim, as the Ramban says, he's wandering the ancient world. He's an Ish Mitzri. He's perceived that way. They don't correct him. Vayoel Moshe l'shevet ha'ish. He doesn't have any intention of... Last thing on his mind is the Jews. And the Gemara is picking up on the fact that the reason that Moshe is so unprepared for divine revelation, the reason that Moshe is so unprepared for prophecy, is because he chose to be unprepared. He chose to distance himself. It's true he's afraid, but he chose that. He didn't have to choose that. And just like the Dvarim Rabbah says, if he's identified as an Ish Mitzri, then the consequences are eternal. He will not be buried in the land of Israel. Rabbi Shimon Karcha is making exactly the same point. Moshe, you're going to pay a price. The 60 years that you were away, that you should have been more involved, you're going to pay a price.